And I'm Kaya.
And we're Team Supercase in the 2015 Search for the Next Tech Girl Superhero.
Not good at drawing? Well, Creative Drawer will help you.
With 12 step-by-step drawing lessons, you'll be an artist in no time.
We have created an app that teaches people how to draw.
The app is simple and easy to understand, so it's ideal for children or people with not much experience in drawing.
The app costs only $99.
Two of the very young schoolgirls whose interest in technology and science is being fostered by the Tech Girls Movement, an educational initiative created, as I mentioned earlier, by Brisbane-based academic, innovator and educator Janine Beekhuizen. Janine, welcome to Future Tense.
Thanks, Anthony. Nice to be here.
What is the Tech Girl Movement? Explain that to us and what its ambitions are.
So the Tech Girl Movement provides free resources to schoolgirls to help them build technology to create their own future.
And this is about, isn't it? This is about positive female technology roles, but it's also about greater diversity in the technology sector as well, isn't it? That's the underlying theme.
Absolutely. It's about empowering individuals, but to hopefully create a critical mass where we can change the culture of the technology industry, which at the moment has a very skewed view of diversity. We don't have enough women or minorities in general represented in the software that gets built, so we need to help individuals to take those roles on in the future.
Now, as I mentioned in the intro, you take a quirky and innovative approach to this problem of trying to get girls interested in technology. Just take us through the way in which you do it and why you do it in the way that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There's been lots of efforts over many years to try to get more girls interested in STEM, as we call it, so science, tech, engineering and maths. And there's lots of great activities going on, but I find they're quite disparate and there's not a lot of connection and there's not a lot of longevity with them. So great activities here and there, but connecting them and having a longer term commitment to this. So therefore, I devised the Tech Girls Movement and the Tech Girls Are Superheroes campaign to present women who work in STEM as superhero characters. And I guess being a superhero isn't really about being good at everything. It's about finding that one thing that you're very good at and pulling it out when you need to, and that helps you get through the day and the challenge that you have. And I figure everyone wants to be a superhero, particularly young people, and we all have a superhero in us. And I figured if we're getting young girls dressing up as superheroes, why not get them dressing up as tech superheroes and trying to get the message that they can literally create their own future out there, and building hands-on skills into the program as well. So it's not just about inspiring young girls, it's about empowering them to actually build skills themselves so they have business skills, technology and social skills that they can actually take to make a big difference in the world.
So there's two levels to this, isn't there? There's an artistic level that these girls in schools around Australia are talking about technology, talking about superheroes and what sort of superhero they'd like to be. And then from that material, that information, you help them to create a cartoon superhero. That you put online and then you put in book form that goes out to schools. And then there's also the very practical side, as you said, where these girls are teaming up and they're developing technology, they're developing apps.
They absolutely are. So I'm running a competition called the Search for the Next Tech Girl Superhero. So we're in the second year now and we will be running it again in 2016. And essentially the girls work through a 12-week curriculum that has been built by a company in the US. And that 12-week curriculum gets them to think about an idea that for an app that will help them make their community a better place. Then they have to do some research around that app. They have to see if there's some competitors out there. They have to design a logo and how the app will work in terms of a wireframe step by step. Then once they've done that, they use App Inventor, which comes out of MIT, a free resource, and they essentially build a prototype of their app all in 12 weeks.
Obesity is on the rise in Australia, as one quarter of adolescents are obese. This number is quite shocking and may grow bigger unless something changes. However, there is a resolution. Introducing Barcoda, an app that tackles the rise of obesity throughout teens and young adults. Its job?
So the pictures have come in very recently and they're absolutely amazing. These young girls and the ideas that they have, I mean, things like having a local community dog walking service so kids can get out and they can find people in their local community who need dog walkers, so the kids will go and actually find those people and connect online. And so some really amazing ideas.
And some of these apps have taken off, haven't they?
They really have. So the winner of the last year's competition is Sarah Price from Melbourne Grammar, and she created an app called Positive Penguins, and it helps young kids build resilience. At the time of the competition, she was 12 and she had sold 20,000 copies of her app. And this year, we have someone in the competition and she has got an app which you put in the dimensions of your body shape and it shows you what clothes would suit your body shape, which is a really amazing idea. And she's already been pitching that to a mobile payment company. So there's some amazing success stories of these girls just in 12 weeks' time. It's incredible.
Now, the Tech Girl movement's only been going for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And by looking online, and we'll link to your website on our website, it doesn't look like a lot of encouragement is needed. The girls involved seem to be really into it and really taking it on board.
Absolutely. It's incredible to see the excitement and how they are seeing themselves as superheroes and that they can actually make a difference with technology. They're taking it on. The pitch videos that you'll see, they're so excited. And we've had some really great teachers on board as well, which is key. So teachers who are encouraging the girls to get involved in the program and to helping them along the way with their app. Each team also gets matched with a mentor, so someone who works in the tech industry, and that mentor meets with them for 1 hour per week online. So the competition's purely online. There's no barriers in terms of where people are located. And it's been a really great process because they get to be mentored by people who work at Facebook and cool companies like that. And for an 8-year-old, how exciting.
The role of teachers, you said, is crucial. How have education authorities, though, responded to this as an idea?
Surprisingly well. I'm talking with some education bodies about how we can maybe roll this out into schools and have it as part of the curriculum in schools. I mean, the curriculum is built. It's there. It's freely available. So how can we adapt that into the classroom? And I've got a couple of schools very, very interested in doing that next year.
And you take a multimedia approach to this challenge, don't you? I mean, there is a printed book form. There's a website. You know, you can engage on Instagram or Twitter. I presume that's important if you want to have the greatest reach possible for a younger cohort.
That's absolutely key. The multiple messages across different mediums over time is the research that I've been engaged in for many years and that this work is built upon says we do need lots of messages in different ways to reach different audiences. And I find I have quite different audiences on, say, Facebook to Twitter to Instagram and with the hard copy book. And I want to sort of cover every possible base that I can. So, and at first I had a lot of questions around why would you do a hard copy book when particularly it's about technology and we're in a digital era. But it's something like 60% of teenage girls don't read ebooks. So, I mean, their audience isn't in that place where I need them to be. And for me, reading is so important. I loved reading growing up and I want girls to read. And a lot of kids don't read books these days. So I wanted to give them something fun to engage them in that process.
Now, we've done quite a bit on this program in the past on the need to get greater diversity in our science classrooms mm-hmm. and at universities. And there are a lot of people who are concerned about the low levels of girls taking on STEM subjects. What is it about the Tech Girl movement approach, do you think, that has been successful? What is it that's struck a chord with girls that perhaps some of these other approaches haven't?
I think it's having the freedom to create what you want and the creativity element. So people often throw around the acronym for STEAM, so the A in STEM and putting arts into it, which isn't a bad thing. I think technology is naturally creative, or STEM is naturally creative, but we don't associate it with that. So I think it's just making that really tangible, that creativity. And I mean, everyone uses mobile phones these days and apps are just in people's hands all the time. So the fact that young girls can have their own app on the App Store and have something really tangible that their friends can use, I think is really exciting.
Dr. Janine Beekhuizen from the Tech Girl Movement, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.